Well, I'll tell you what, I'm nervous as a cat, long-tailed cat in a room of rocking chairs right now. Well, it's been a while since I've been up here and did this.
Yeah.
I guess about 3-4 weeks ago, we were going to the hospital down to Milford, and my son's stepdaughter was going to have a baby, and April, she was with us. We went down, and she started asking some questions, and I got to thinking about some things, and she was talking about people sinning and where the most damage has been done. And I was looking at some scriptures, and I just wanted to go over them with you tonight and hope you get something out of it. If you don't, meet me out back after church, and you can whoop me on whatever you want to do. But I wish Brother Ken was out here because I had a question I wanted to ask him.
Ken.
Ken, come here. I want to ask you a question. You don't like questions. It was a simple question. I was going to ask him, what do you get if you cross a chicken with a banjo?
That's his wife.
I don't know everybody will sing you a tune while you're plucking him. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you, God, for tonight and ask you to just bless me, God, use me. God, just remove me. God, calm my nerves. God, help me to say what you would have me to say. And thank you, God, for this night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 I have two definitions, and if you keep these in the back of your mind, think about it as I'm going over this stuff. The first definition is the word of pleasure. And the word pleasure means desire, gratification, enjoyment, delight, or joy. And then the other word was entertainment, and that's to amuse. If you would, turn your Bibles to Judges chapter 16. I really don't want to take time to read all these scriptures, but it's almost needs to happen. So I'll just go as long as the preacher let me go, and I run out of gas, or he gets started hearing me, and then I'll shut down. Chapter 16, we're talking about Samson here. Samson, not unlike a lot of us in here, especially the men, was a full-grown man, thinking life is nothing but fun and games. Has a hard time getting serious about anything.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, a lot of times I'm guilty when it comes to that. But I want you to look, chapter 16, I'm going to read some here. It says, then when Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot, and went into her, and it was told to the Gazites, saying, Samson has come hither, and they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, where all quiet night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson laid till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gates of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bars and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of the hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And that's where his life really went downhill at that point. And it said the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her. And said, wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy strength, great strength lieth, and where with thy might be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with seven green rifts that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the Lord of the Philistines brought up to her seven green rifts, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. And there were men lying in the wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the wrists as a thread of tow is broken with it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me. And going reading through the story there, Samson mocked her. Samson made riddles and jokes of things, just trying to aggravate the people. And at the end of this thing, Samson winds up committing suicide, more or less.
Yes.
Committed suicide. They finally found that his strength was in his hair. He cut his hair off, and they took hot coals and burned his eyes out. And then they tied him up and put him in a grinding mill, pulling a wheel around the grind mill. And they were having a big party, and all these people were at the party. And Samson asked this little boy if he would turn him loose, and he let him loose. And then he asked God, he got on his hands and knees and begged God to give him his strength back. And God did. And they asked the little boy to guide him over to put his hands on the pillars of the building. And he pushed that building over, and the whole building fell down and killed more people in his death than he did the whole time he lived. But a party was going on. There was Samson was, everything he did his whole life was for pleasure or amusement, and the amusement was for himself, not for somebody else. And that ended up being the end of Samson. I got a little bit ahead of myself, because what happened was, when I wrote this down, I got my orders mixed up. That should have been number two. Number one, Exodus chapter 32. In Exodus chapter 2, when Moses and Joshua went up on the Mount Sinai, there was a whole lot that happened there. They were going up to get the Ten Commandments. And God, he got mad at the people in the camp, and he told Moses to get out of the way, I'm going to kill them all. And Moses talked him out of it, and they come down off the mountain. And I want you to look at verse 28. We're going to just jump right on this. Jump to verse 28. It says, and the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. When they came down off that mountain, look at verse 18, or just back up to verse 17, verse 15. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and two tablets of the testimony were in his hands, and the tablets were written on both their sides, on the one side, and on the other were they written. And the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as they came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hand and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it. upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, What did this people unto thee that thou hast brought to great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, They let not the anger of the Lord of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief, for they said unto me, Make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. They thought he just went on up on the mountain and left them, just left them there. And he goes on and says, And I said unto them, Whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among the enemies, and Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. So far, if you see the pattern I'm taking here, it seems like every time that there's a party going on or something crazy going on with the people, somebody dies. Mm-hmm. Somebody dies. And I just got a few accounts here of that happening, and I want to move on now to 1 Samuel chapter 19.
That's the way it is in Philadelphia, New York, D.C. Yeah. Every night.
Yep, every night. Every night. 1 Samuel chapter 19, I'm going to read verses 1 through 10. And it says, and Saul spake to Jonathan. David already been through a mess with Saul because he killed Goliath. And then he came into town, and Saul, he tried to hook him up with his daughter. And the whole mess was going on. And David went out and just did slaughters after slaughters against the Philistines. And when he come back to town, the people would be singing and dancing in the street saying Saul's killed his thousands and David's killed his tens of thousands. Saul got mad at David. He was jealous of him is what the thing was going on. And here we go, picking this up right here. It says, and Saul spake to Jonathan. Saul's already tried to kill David once. And he goes on and says here again, Saul spake to Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants, and they should kill David. But Jonathan's, Saul's son, delighted much in David, and Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself unto the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father and thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul, his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant again, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his work has been to thee, thee-ward, very good. For he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for the Israelites. Thou sawest it was saw it, and dost rejoice. Therefore, then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause. And Saul hearkened unto the voice of his son Jonathan, and Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as the time passed. And there was war again. And David went out and fought with the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul as he sat in the house with his javelin in his hand. And David played with his hand. And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence. And he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. David, remember I said in the beginning, the two words was pleasure and entertainment. David was trying to entertain Saul. Saul loved it when David sang and played his harp and just soothed Saul's nerves. But Saul was so mad that he actually tried to kill David twice by throwing a javelin at him. So David was trying to entertain him. Saul was trying to kill him. I've heard stories about guys that brothers be mad at one another and be going out doing something, and one of them end up killing the other over something stupid, something foolish. Amen. We need to be careful. We need to be careful with, you know, how we see our loved ones, how we see our family. Family can make you madder quicker than anything else there is.
That's right.
They can. Because you know why? They know what you like and what you don't like. And they can get you, just dig you right where you don't like it.
That's right.
Time and time again.
That's right. Amen, brother.
2 Samuel chapter 11, David has pleasure in being someone he had no business. He had pleasure in being someplace he had no business. Throughout my life, I've found that most of the time when I'm someplace where I have no business being, there's trouble.
Yeah.
There's trouble. Every time. He goes on to say, that he had no business with another man's wife.
Yeah.
It cost Uriah his life. 2 Samuel chapter 12, Nathan, the prophet Nathan comes to Saul, David. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12. Let's see, we'll start with... Let's read from the beginning. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, and one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup, and laid in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for of the wayfaring man that was coming unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against that man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathanael said to David, thou art the man.
Wow.
Man, imagine, that's pretty strong. A little piece of scripture right there.
That's right. Amen.
David condemned his own self.
Yep.
David condemned his own self.
We usually do.
And we usually do. That's exactly right. We usually do. We condemn our own selves. You can't hide from God. You can hide from everybody else in this room, but you can't hide from God.
That's right.
What God God sees and hears and knows everything you're doing, you did, and you're going to do. You can't hide from God. And your own guilt sooner or later will tell on you. Somebody will find out.
That's right. Be sure.
So, in verse Bathsheba, the woman that he was defiled or was with, she was married to Uriah. Uriah lost his life over the thing. So David ends up marrying Bathsheba. Bathsheba has this child, and the child dies. David said that this man should lose fourfold what he did. And David was the man.
Yep.
If you look in chapter 13 there, turn over to chapter 13. Verse 1 through 13, look what it says. It says, and it came to pass after this, Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Ammon, the son of David, loved her. And Ammon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Anon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend,
yep,
whose name was Jonadab, and the son of Shimeah, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. Heard that word before back in Genesis. There was somebody else that was very subtle back there, Satan, devil. And he said unto him, why art thou being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on the bed, and make thyself sick, and when thy father come to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress meat in my sight, and I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Amnon laid sick and made himself laid down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat, and so forth. Look, let's move on over to verse 15. And after Amnon had his way with his sister, he hated her exceedingly. He ruined his own self and her.
Yep. That's right.
Well, look on, you'll see verse 28 says, now Absalom invited Amnon to a party they were having. Here we go, we're going to another party. Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up upon his mule and fled. David, because of his wanting the pleasure so much, caused him two sons there in just one chapter, the baby and Amnon. We have to be careful with the entertainment and the parties and our desires and our gratifications and our amusements,
yeah,
and joy.
You can't
live this life as a Christian and be involved in any of these things like the Bible's talking about here.
Amen.
You can do it and get away with it for a time, but sooner or later it's going to catch up to you. And when it catches up, brother, it's nothing nice.
That's right.
It's nothing nice.
Amen.
Turn to the book of Job, chapter 5. I'm sorry, chapter 1. Chapter 1. I got reading this, and I got some strange thoughts in my head. It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substances also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. Now, I might be taking this out of context or might be wrong. I'm not sure about this. But he had 7 sons, and they all had a party on their day. So they partied 7 days a week. Continually. But look, as it goes on, it says, and his sons went and feasted in their houses. Back in verse 5. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually.
Intercede.
I want to say something to you guys that have children. If you allow your children to do this, you're going to find yourself in a pretty bad predicament.
Yep.
And I believe, it says right there, Job went and made sacrifices for him. So he knew they were doing that thing. He knew that was going on. Job's children did nothing but party 7 days a week. That's every day. And Job tries to cover for them rather than trying to stop them. I mean, maybe he was doing something there. I don't know, but it doesn't say it here in the Word. They were being defiling one another, partying 7 days a week. And the father knew it, and they continued to do it. Look at verse 18 and 19. Wait, am I in the wrong place again? No, I'm not. Let me read on. It says, and the Lord said unto Satan, well, went back up, verse 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, when comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And Satan answered answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou made an hedge about him and about his house, about all that he hath on every side, that hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land? But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon him put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when the sons and the daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding them beside him. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. They have slain and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped only to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, the slain yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he yet was yet speaking, there came another also, and said, that thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Job lost everything he had. And I honestly believe the reason for that is because of what his children were doing, and God held him accountable for it. I'm telling you here tonight, folks, if you got kids that are doing whatever they want to do, just remember that. God's going to hold you accountable. He's going to hold me accountable. Partying, having a good time. Partying, desires, gratification, amusement, joy, job. Job lost all his children. All of them, not just one or two. But all of them.
Scary.
Turn chapter 5, Daniel. Preacher, am I going too long? Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 through 3 says, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the thousands. And Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father, Nebuchadnezzar, had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes and wives and his concubines drank in them. Then it goes on, you read, there was a hand that came out of nowhere and wrote some writing on the wall.
Yeah. Amen.
The handwriting was on the wall.
Amen.
The king wanted the interpretation of it. And the only one who could give an interpretation was Daniel. But all that stuff that he did, all that partying he was doing and everything. If you look at verse 30, we're going to jump right over to verse 30, get this thing out of the way quick. It says, in that night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. He was slain that night. It seemed like every time that there was a big party going on, somebody was getting killed.
Yeah.
I got one more. I wanted to turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Good night, man. Pages stuck together. There we go. Chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. This says, at the time Herod, the tetrarch, heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servant, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. And John said unto him, well, John the Baptist was a bold dude. Yep. John the Baptist said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. John, the king had his brother's wife.
Yep.
And he goes on, verse 6 says, but when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before him, and pleased Herod, whereupon He promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she asked. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, give me here John the Baptist's head in a charge. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel. And she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up his body and buried it and went and told Jesus. See, a lot of times when you go to those party things, it's not always the people that are involved in the party that ends up hurt. Most of the time, it's an innocent bystander.
That's right.
An innocent bystander. John the Baptist was beheaded because some woman was with her husband's brother, and because she was told that that was wrong, she got mad. And she whispered a little story in her daughter's ear, a bunch of lies, I can guarantee it. And when John the Baptist asked her what she wanted for dancing, she was dancing, and she was giving Herod pleasure. I don't want to get involved in that because I don't know where that's going. But I know this. There was some partying going on, and that girl was messing with, not only was the mother messing with Herod, but daughter was too. That whole thing was just a big mess.
That's right.
And John the Baptist lost his head over it.
Yep.
He lost his head over it. Remember I said pleasure, desires, gratification, enjoyment, delight, or joy, or entertainment can go too far or the wrong way, and it has happened to better people than you and me. It's happened to better people than you and me. So with that being said, be careful because this is the season folks love the party.
That's right.
It's just a warning. If it's not a Christian party, stay away. The world we live in today is much like the world of yesterday.
That's right.
Some things just never change.
That's right, brother.
The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. What was going on then is still going on now.
That's right.
I pray, you guys, to be thankful. This is Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Be thankful for what you got. Almost every one of those people in there weren't happy with what they had. They wanted more.
Yeah.
King David wanted another woman. King Herod got another woman. His brother's sister. Brother's wife. Brother's sister. Okay. That would have been his sister too, right? Amen.
Y'all enjoy that?